Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Debbie Monterey, Megan Lynch, Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX.
And Total Information AM continues now. Michael Cohen, the prosecution's final witness in Donald Trump's criminal trial, returning to the stand for a fourth day of testimony today. It's the last appearance he's expected to make. Joining us on the line, CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thank you so much for being with us.
Any time for you, Megan and Tom. You know that. Thank you.
Well, what have we learned from Cohen so far in this trial?
Not a lot. The burden was on Cohen because he was the principal witness for the prosecution. And the other witnesses, by the way, did not establish a direct link between what the prosecution claims is the centerpiece of the case, which is a criminal conspiracy to cover up the hush money payments in order to influence the outcome of the election. Excuse me. If it's a criminal conspiracy, there were three people in it. It was Trump, Cohen, and David Pecker, the publisher, former publisher of the National Enquirer. And up until Cohen, really wasn't any evidence that linked Donald Trump to this conspiracy. He may have benefited if there was such a criminal conspiracy. It wasn't clear whether it even was a crime, but you have to show that he was part of it. And there really wasn't much evidence other than he wrote a couple checks along among other checks that he was orchestrated. It was at the center of it, knew what he was trying to accomplish, a cover up. So it came down to Michael Cohen, who said, oh, my God, I know. I had many, many conversations with the president. It wasn't my idea. This was all his idea. I was acting on his instruction. And so that was the burden that the prosecution had with Michael Cohen, since the other witnesses didn't really provide any of that. And that's not what it looks like. It sounded like from Cohen that he couldn't really, other than his uncorroborated testimony, that Trump was the one who gave all of the directions. Instead of what it may have looked like, in fact, it turned out that Michael Cohen's own lawyer at the Congressional Committee came forward last week and said, are you kidding? You know, this was all Michael Cohen's idea. In fact, he boasted that he came up with this idea in order to impress Donald Trump in hopes that when he was elected president, he would take him with him to Washington, D.C. and give him an incredible cabinet position appointment, like, head of the Justice Department as Attorney General. So, and then there was this really awful cross-examination moment when he was talking about a phone conversation he allegedly had with Donald Trump, in which he said to Trump, I made the payment, got the contract, Stormy Daniels will keep her mouth shut. And then the call logs seem to suggest that he never made that phone call to Donald Trump, that he actually spoke to Donald Trump's bodyguard, and the text messages that accompanied them showed that they weren't even talking about Stormy Daniels. They were talking about something else.
Right now, the defense is grilling Cohen, as you would expect. Has anything about this surprised you, Thane?
I got to say, Tom, I'm surprised at how weak the case was. The witnesses that were called until Cohen were almost favorable to Trump. That's just not what you're supposed to do. The prosecution witnesses need to be clearly providing the evidence that's helpful to the prosecution. The people that worked in the Trump Association organization pretty much uniformly were very emotional about even having to be there. They didn't want to in any way, you know, betray their former employer. And they all pinned it on Michael Cohen. They all said he seemed to be in the middle of it. The issue became, did the payment get made in order to make an illegal campaign donation to benefit the campaign? That's a tough lift, because if you're paying off a porn star allegedly to keep her quiet about an affair you have, most people think you do that to save your marriage, not to run for the presidency. And so Hope Hicks, one of Donald Trump's senior advisors, said, yeah, we knew about the payment, but we thought it was because we didn't want to embarrass Melania Trump. I mean, that is not illegal, right? That's, you know, if it is illegal, it's certainly not illegal to pay a porn star to keep her mouth shut. But in this case, it wasn't necessarily for the campaign to get elected. It was to avoid the kind of thing that normally happens in a marriage, to make sure my wife or husband doesn't know. So all I'm saying is that I didn't think it would come down to Michael Cohen. I thought he would be one of the many witnesses that established this case, and that's not really what happened.
Thane, I think a lot of people are really scratching their heads at how the prosecution could have gotten to this point without having a stronger case.
Yeah, Megan. Yeah, I mean, let me just say, I'm in New York right now. So what I think is that two things. One, I think they counted on the fact that 90% of Manhattan hates Donald Trump's guts. They really do. He could not be more profoundly unpopular than on Manhattan Island. By the way, in New York City, if he was on another island like Staten Island, he would have done better, filled with cops and firemen. But in Manhattan, they figured we got a really good home court advantage. There's no doubt that the 12 jurors are Democrats and probably don't like Trump. They bet on that. The evidence doesn't have to be great, just good enough to give them a hook to hang them with. But the second thing is just, I think that what we're now seeing is Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA. Remember, everyone knew that, everyone who watched this stuff, like me and other legal analysts, we knew this was the weakest of all the Trump cases by far. So it was surprising to us that this was the one first out of the gate. Why are this one out of the gate? This one's the weak one. As it turns out, this is the only one that'll go before the election. That's a really good break for Donald Trump. The others were more problematic. So I think that Alvin Bragg figured, I'm a progressive prosecutor in Manhattan. I want to run for governor someday. I want everyone to know I was the first one to indict a former president for criminal charges. That's me. I was the first guy. I don't even know if Alvin Bragg thought he was going to win or cared whether he'd win. He just wanted to be out of the gate. Now, that sounds horrible, but do you realize how much money he wasted for the taxpayers of New York? Millions on this. But normally, the general rule is prosecutors don't bring cases if it's going to blow up in their face, because it just is the worst thing. You'll never get reelected. But because this was Donald Trump, it's possible that he said, I don't care if it blows up in my face. Everyone will know I was the first guy out, the courage to indict a former president.
Will the prosecution rest their case now, or Trump's lawyer is going to call any more witnesses to the stand, or is this over?
So the prosecution has already said that Michael Cohen was their last witness. So when cross-examination is done sometime today, they will, what's called redirect, they will come back, the prosecution, to redirect Cohen to try to repair some of whatever damage he caused. But then they're done. My guess is that there was the thought possibility that the Trump lawyers would simply get up at that point and ask the judge, There are no material issues of fact. There's nothing for the jury to do, to just direct a verdict in our favor. I just, again, in this island, that's unlikely to take this out of the hands of the jury, even if it's deserved. I just think that you put a jury on there for a month, and now you let them do their job. There, it does appear that the Trump team is going to put on a defense after all. I don't know if they're going to call Donald Trump as a witness. I think that was a huge mistake, but he might. You know, he doesn't listen to lawyers. They're definitely going to call an election law expert, former Federal Election Commission chair, to basically establish something that I've always said was an important question, which is, can a payment to a porn star to keep her mouth shut even be a donation to a campaign? Is that a legitimate campaign expense, unlike gassing up the jet to go to the next campaign stop, paying for the rental on a office space in a city, buying pizza for the volunteers, handing out flyers, right? Paying off a porn star on an affair, that may not even be a legitimate campaign expense. And if this guy says that, this former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, if he says, yeah, we looked at that, but we would never bring that because she was paying off a porn star. That's not a legitimate campaign event. He was not contributing to his campaign indirectly by writing a check to the porn star. That to me is critical. Why? Because the misdemeanors, the falsification of the business records, have already expired under the statute of limitations. So if it was left to only the misdemeanors, and again, they'd only be misdemeanors. Do you put a president in jail for misdemeanors? Those things don't even exist anymore. The only thing that's alive, if anything, is the campaign finance violation. So if the former FEC chair gets up there and says, yeah, but we would never count that as a legitimate expense, then that can't be a crime, even if Donald Trump knew that he was paying her to help the campaign.
Thane, thank you so much. We'll see what happens over the next week.
Anytime.
That is Thane Rosenbaum, CBS legal analyst.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Us on KMOX.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.